got a lot of context going on in that book.
Yeah, Tom did a brilliant portrayal of that scene in the movie. I'd say that has to be one of the most powerful scenes in any of the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Yeah. And when he kicks him in the face, that's an awesome part of the movie, too.
It's almost a shame that scene was as short as it was, because it was
in slow mode.
Our next question comes from Aaron Black, who wants to know how your overall inspiration for new songs has changed over the years. And since your earlier songs were more about the younger Draco, do they change as the character seems to develop? And what have you got for a future song idea?
I didn't really hear like the inspiration, how it's changed over the years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going through it forward. Okay.
Yeah,
I think definitely when we started, we're just going straight for the anecdotes. Like, what does Draco do? Oh, he kicks Harry in the face. Let's write a song about that. You know, like making moments and just writing songs about those moments. And then we kind of ran out of them. And then I think definitely more, it's been really satisfying just taking the more overarching aspects of his character and relating them to our lives and kind of writing, instead of just like writing songs about what he does, we started writing songs about what we were imagining that he's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that his, like our last album was filled with stuff that really, a couple of songs might mention wands or brooms, but overall, if you know the stories, it's like, oh yeah, okay, this is from Draco's perspective, but it's more just kind of a song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.